School's almost out. I mean, it might be out for most kids. My son, I think, gets out on Tuesday's the last day of school. I don't know why they got to go back to school and go
tomorrow?
for two days.
That's stupid.
Then it's done. Yeah. But yeah, he'll be done. So it's time for teachers to go get that second gig. That summer gig because they can't live on being a teacher alone.
Isn't that sad? Again, both my parents were teachers.
What did they do in the South? They ran a music school. Yeah.
If you have to get a second gig because, you know, being a teacher, you don't get paid enough to sustain your family life or your for 3 months, should the school or the parents that are the kids that go to your school be able to decide what kind of job you get? Or should you be able to go out and get whatever job you want for 90 days?
Follow your passions. Why would they decide what you do?
Because it might be a job they don't find classy, I guess, teacher-like.
If there's a moral situation, if you're going like, okay, I'm going to strip for 10 weeks, I don't think you should sex trade.
My kid's never going to know that. My students are never going to know that. I'm working at night. They're under 18. They can never get to the club.
Yeah, people talk.
Wasn't that American Pie when they went off to the bar, the strip club, and one of their teachers was the stripper?
I don't remember that scene, but...
No, look it
up. Yeah, but that's... Oh, yeah.
Word gets out. Why would you risk that?
Because it's good money.
You're not paying me enough, so I have to go get a second job. We all agree that, you know, when a teacher says they have a second job, we all understand why.
Right.
And they don't get paid nearly enough. So if they have to go out and get a second job, who are we to say, well, you can't get that type of job, even though it's a high-paying job, stripping. Yeah. If you're attractive enough to go out there and load it up with dollars... Then more power to you, right? But no, you can't do that, but we're not going to pay you anymore.
I don't know. I know it seems kind of weird, but there's the moral thing. You can't do something that a lot of people would have a moral issue with, and I think stripping would be on that. Okay, I know it's legal. You can do it, but there's plenty of things you can do and probably make the same amount of money.
Like what?
Hi, welcome to Home Depot.
$2,000 a
night,
though?
For stripping? You make as much as Home Depot?
Do all the strippers make good money?
Yes,
really? Really?
Of course they do. I mean, there's always some guy in there pretending that's his girlfriend, throwing her $20 for lap dances.
I feel like maybe if you
you leave the night, you made $40. Well, couldn't you make that working, you know, half a day at the department store?
I don't think so. Maybe, I mean, $2,000 a night's hard to compete
with. Do strippers make more than guys who work at Home Depot? 1-800-955-5567. If it was that cheap, no one would take their clothes off.
Frank, I know some good strippers make good money because we've seen that. But if you're not the greatest looking stripper in the place.
You still make good money. Why would you be a stripper?
Maybe that's all you can do. I don't know. But I've been I've seen strippers that make nothing. They do their dance. There's nothing. Nobody put any dollars in their panties. There's no quarters thrown. And they just did their thing. They go in the back and leave. It's like, well, God almighty.
How rude are you? I always feel bad for those strippers. I always tell them something.
But you've seen where everyone's sort of, I'm going to get a drink right now. Everyone gets up and leaves.
I'm like, oh, man.
You think they got to go ahead. You got to do the whole routine with nobody watching.
That would be rough.
Embarrassing. And a lot of teachers maybe don't have the body that you want to see stripping anyway. So that's probably the one turns a lot of people off.
Let's go to Fabian on line one. Hello, Fabian.
Hey, what's up, Frank? What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Yeah, that movie you were talking about, that was Varsity Blues. You said American Pie?
Oh, yeah, Varsity Blues, where they go to the strip club and their teacher was a stripper.
Yeah, man, I really loved that scene when I was a kid, man. Yeah.
Do they call her Mrs. So-and-so? Like
Mrs. Cinnamon!
I can't even remember her name, man.
Yeah, I can't remember it either. Thank you, Fabian.
Maybe you go and you put a disguise on. Like, if I was going to do that, I was a teacher by day and I'm blonde, I look like I do. When I work at the strip club, I've got a long brunette wig on. And maybe I disguise myself enough that even if you know me, you're like, she kind of looked...
The glasses that have the eyebrows and the nose and mustache attached.
Yeah, put some time into it.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
You know, the stripper wearing that's probably a teacher. No, in this particular case, this teacher, she's a sixth grade teacher, and she is hawking sex toys online. So she basically made an online store of dildos. And... she was placed on administrative leave for posting photos of kinky goodies on her personal social media page. So I'm doing the side business. You want to go to, you know, hot for teacher, dongs and such.
Oh, there's
that's
the problem.
That's mine.
Well, see, she's...
well, I don't know if it's hot for teacher dongs and such. I just made that
no,
up.
No, but no, I'm saying, you saying...
But somebody get that. Go to GoDaddy right now and nail that down.
Frank, you saying she's using her actual real name on her social media. As stripper...
It's her social media.
That, see, so her real name...
But
you
she's
know
not even a stripper. She's just selling, whatever, sexual aids.
Where you're better off being a stripper is my name's not attached to that at all. No one goes, and Smith. I mean, it's...
You distance yourself from it.
Right.
That just seems like that. Then you won't get anyone to complain, so we're going to complain.
Right. This girl, I mean, you could...
Oh, it's just because she posted to social media, because the school board officials admitted they knew for years that she worked as a sales rep for the adult shop Pure Romance. See, it sounds classy. Which sells items such as vibrators, lube, and anal soothing gels.
Oh.
You know those.
Oh, right.
Never heard of them.
But when parents found out, they flocked to a school board meeting, claiming the teacher is a bad influence on her preteen students. So there's no policy forbidding teachers from having other jobs, but officials drew the line when she used her personal social media account to promote these sultry supplies.
Well, that's where she screwed up. You got to distance yourself from it. You could do that. There was no reason for her to identify herself with that. She could have her business, launch it, do it, but don't let anyone know that you also teach.
Right.
You don't want to tie those two together.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason, because you're not appealing to the students to buy your products, and the parents only get mad, so why would you bring them into that world?
If you're a stripper, they can recognize you on stage. Or if you're in porn, which always seems to happen every year, some teachers in porn loses their job during the summer.
Well, even porn.
But you can be recognized as Mrs. So-and-so from English class.
Porn, a kid could stumble on because of the internet or whatever, but in a strip club, my students... chances are not going to stumble on me because you have to be 18 or sometimes 21 where they sell alcohol, 21 and over.
Then
so it's like
high school students never have fake IDs. Raise your hand
never.
If you had a fake ID.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
All of us? My God.
Weren't you proud of yours too in the day?
Oh, my God.
Good.
So
mine was
good.
Horrible. Mine was a profile picture of a kid from Iowa. I didn't really look like him, but it was a profile.
A profile.
I've never seen
that. They don't
have
profile photos.
In certain states, there's different licenses. I think it was under 21, there was a profile picture. So you couldn't fake the numbers because the picture was profile and had a red background. If you're over 21, it was head on, had a blue background.
Right.
That's how they tried to fix it. But at a certain club, I was going to 18 and over. I had a fake ID so I could get into 18 and over dance clubs because I was good dancing. Carried cardboard under my arm.
Oh, you traveled with your cardboard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, you are hardcore. I'd have been so hot for you, though. I'd be like, look at the guy.
Yeah,
he's spinning
would've.
On his back. Oh, my God, he's spinning on his back. I want to be able to do that.
Obviously, they just got a new TV set. Because he got that cardboard.
There we go.
Or maybe a refrigerator. I can't tell. Either way, this guy's got it going on. And I need to know.
It's hard to carry around refrigerator cardboard. It's a lot easier to go to the club with your 28-inch black and white Zenith cardboard.
I just used to be easier to fake because, I mean, now they're high-tech. They got holograms and stuff. Like, mine was like, if you just find some white out in the right typewriter.
Yeah, Helvetica. That was what I had to find. I was like, okay, what's Helvetica? We need it.
Oh, by the way, the one thing, because I went through teacher certification, I'm a certified teacher to
you
teach
always,
kids.
I bring this up so you could brag.
No. Why would I brag about that? I'm not teaching.
You always set it up like that.
I'm though. Only saying that so that I put a little bit of credibility in what I'm about to say next. I'm not just some
That's
blithering.
Called bragging.
No. It's establishing the base that I come from. Anyway, one of the big things they kept telling us in the teacher courses is you want to keep kids' attention on the material and don't let them wander, don't do anything to distract their attention. It's always concentrate on the material. And that's, I think, the big issue with you have someone who's a stripper. The kids are going to be, their mind's going to be wandering. They're going to be looking at the teacher's body. They're going to be thinking of her naked. They're not going to be able to concentrate on what she's saying.
Wouldn't they think that anyway if she was just attractive?
Yes, but it make her a stripper now, and they really go there.
Believe me, when I was in seventh grade, I made Mrs. Ferris a stripper. She was my English teacher. She never stripped a day in her life, but she stripped every day in front of me, in my mind.
What grade was that? Third?
Seventh grade.
Seven.
Third!
Well, I remember Mrs. Hassemeyer from third grade was the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Mrs. Hassemeyer. I wonder what happened to her.
We had Mrs. Linville. She was hot, too.
What?
Third grade.
Third grade, and start noticing hot teachers.
She was Miss Mir, and then she went away.
Schmear?
And then after Christmas vacation, she came back, and she had to tell us all that. And you are now supposed to call me by my married name. And I remember that.
And your heart was broken because she got married.
She got married. Damn it.
She was supposed to be my wife.
Dang it. Oh, well. She was hot, though, too.
Do you have a side gig that you keep secret from other people? I mean, I know a lot of people might have a job, but they're hurting, so they might be driving Uber at night. But they're not telling anybody they're driving Uber until you pick up one of your friends or coworkers.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Hey, just joking. I mean, what do you say? I mean, how do you get around it? I think this teacher who got caught selling dongs online should have said, no, I'm selling giant chalks.
Yeah.
It's giant chalk.
Right.
For teachers.
Yeah. For all the chalkboards that aren't used anymore.
So do you have, really don't use chalkboards anymore?
Hardly, it's old schools. No,
really?
It's dry erase.
Is chalk out of business?
Yep, dry erase is the way to go.
Sidewalks are still available. I mean, for kids, is it all just play chalk? No serious work chalk?
I miss chalkboards.
Oh, man.
Stay behind and clean the board and bang the erasers.
Teacher's
I love that
pad.
Gig. Yeah.
Yeah, if you have a side gig that you're keeping secret, 1-800-955-5567. Want to know what it is you do every day that everyone knows about, and then what are you keeping to yourself that you do on the side to make extra cash?
My mom had a side thing that I had to keep secret from my dad.
She had a side gig?
Yeah, to for extra money.
I didn't know she had a real gig.
Yeah, she ran daycare out of our house.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
So from the time I was...
She also ran moonshine. That was a side gig.
Don't tell your dad. He'll drink all the product, and I won't be able to make any money. Yeah, so she was working on the side for the city of Batesville, and she would schedule, like, they had a lot of family reunions and stuff out at the park, so like 7 or 8 different gazebos and areas and stuff that people would call her. And she would be the one who schedules the so-and-so family is
at
on August 16th. And all, and so
okay,
she would get
yeah,
like
I
a
gotcha.
Side gig, you know. She would make their, she would take care of their books. And she was like, you can't tell your dad I'm doing this. I don't want to know. And I was like, God, that's so much pressure. Like, you
but
know.
Why would he be upset? That's like, okay, she works for the Parks and Rec as far as booking the gazebos.
What's wrong with that?
What's so embarrassing about that?
Because my dad also worked for the city of Batesville, taking care of all the ball fields, like the ball diamonds and the high school, the grounds took care of all
still
that.
See the problem
so
with her.
So he didn't want her, like, that's
so
his.
She knew the same people that he knew because they worked for the same Parks and Rec people.
But, and so they were like, we need somebody. And she just didn't want my dad because that was like his thing. Like, he didn't want my old lady, like, involved.
They're practically working together. She'll want to start having lunch with them.
Look at the town of 6,000 people.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, everybody's going to know you do.
Right.
And good luck keeping those
and
secrets.
They probably did, but she was like, now, you know. Don't be saying anything.
Well, she
like,
kept her money to herself.
She
wanted to have her
mad money. And that was what she always taught me. She was like, you always have a little something just in case you got to leave in the middle of the night. You got something.
Oh, I'm that's
like,
great what? Advice.
That is horrible. That's horrible advice.
So I would always be like, in the middle of the night,
grader.
Like I wonder why I had anxiety. I couldn't sleep because I never knew, like, in the dark of night, I'd be pulled out of my bed. I'm like, come on,
oh,
we got to go.
Your mom's leaving you behind.
Oh, it's because she would take me with her, and we'd be in the car and in the dark
see?
With our mad money, just wherever.
No, she's gone.
She's gone.
You wake
right,
up with Dad
right.
and Donnie.
Oh, my brother and my dad. Oh,
Dad
God.
Dad and Daryl. Darren. I mean,
Daryl's better. That's a better name.
If I had a secret slush fund, I wouldn't tell any of the kids about it. Kids talk. It's my secret. Now I've told the kids.
I didn't. I was a good secret keeper until just this moment.
Well, most aren't.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, it's our man. Well, I kept it a secret because I was like.
Now that they've been divorced after 48 years of marriage, did you say, so how much did you save up over all the years of your...
I never asked her. I feel like I can't talk about money now.
Slush fund.
Has she spent it yet? Or she's still waiting to slush somewhere?
I guess she's probably living on
she's
it.
She's going on a cruise, right?
Oh, yeah.
With the girls.
With all the girls, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Money.
Cash
that's why
in.
I never said anything about it, because I was like, no, I don't want anyone. I mean, that's going to be our money that we leave in the dark of night.
Is she going on the cruise, or has she been on the cruise?
She went on the cruise in May, yeah.
How'd it go?
She said she had a fantastic
oh,
time.
Oh, boy. She hooked up with Isaac. The bartender.
Am I going to have a new daddy?
Is it going to make you mad that your mom slept with a black guy before you did? Because I know that's one of your fantasies, and your mom fulfilled your fantasy first.
Oh my God.
Would that upset you?
I'm just picturing it. No, I would be thrilled for her. I mean,
would she tell you?
I don't.
I got something to talk to you about, honey. Sit down.
I'll tell her about the secret not any money, but I'll never tell her that. Oh, yeah.
So, Mom, how was the cruise?
Exciting.
She just grinning from ear to ear and walking like she's ridden a horse for a week.
Oh.
What's,
how Barbara got her groove back.
Barbara's getting her swirl on. Oh, no, I'd be happy for her.
Yeah. Would you tell your dad?
No, no.
Don't you think he deserves to know? No. It's his former wife, for God's sakes.
Is your dad dating anybody?
I'm not allowed to tell them about each other. That's the deal.
Did your dad date anyone?
I don't think so.
Would he tell you if he was?
No, probably not. Mm. No. Maybe, though. Depends on... See, he's not drinking anymore. But when he was drinking, he'd tell me stuff. But he's not going
to... I'm trying to think. Is there any liquor named after a woman? I mean, there's like a lot of male liquors. You got the Jack Daniels and the Johnny Walkers. Is there ever Joan Walker?
Bloody Mary, but that's...
But as far as like an actual liquor.
No. Beer, Let me just say St. Pauli girl and stuff. But liquor, no. I don't think so.
St. Pauli
girl? Cutty Sark, if you say it incorrectly.
Wonder why that is.
Don't know.
Captain Jacqueline. Yeah, never really worked out.
Jane Beam. I mean, it just doesn't have the same. Jackie Daniels. It just doesn't have the
Jackie Daniels. You should come up with that. That skinny girl came up with all those other liquors. You come up with female liquors that are skinny liquors for girls, and then Jackie Daniels.
And of course, a female liquors. You know,
liquors. That would make sense.
Well, you don't target just lesbians.
No, I know. But you're a female liquor. You lick females, you're a female.
But I
don't
think I'd drink a female. I wouldn't drink Jackie Daniels.
That's why they don't.
I wouldn't. Sorry.
That's why they don't name it after women, because no guy would ever order it.
I see.
But the skinny liquor girl, what's her name? Bethany Frankel? She came up with this whole skinny vodkas or something?
Uh-huh. Skinny girl.
She's a billionaire based off women having liquor targeted towards them as low-cal. So if you put low-cal liquor out there and call it Jackie Daniels, you'd have the entire market of women be buying it.
But you're excluding half of the public, which is where I used to go. Mexican restaurant, Studio City, they have a certain margarita that's low calorie. They call it the Jessica Simpson margarita.
I know that. She goes there.
I want to try it, but I'm too embarrassed to order it.
Right.
Excuse me. Oh, the Jessica Simpson. One Jessica Simpson margarita for the guy sitting here.
You're like, oh, my friend, she's a girl. She's meeting me, and she's going to drink it.
Order a Nick Lachey's X.
There we go.
If you want a masculine enough.
There we go. That's
give
what you mean.
Give a little winky.
1-800-955-5567 is the number if you want to join us during the show. Participate. You can also participate through text. You can text your question or comment. Just text FHF and then your question or comment to 68683. Lisa May, you were saying that you have a secret gig?
Not currently, but when I was starting out in radio, and I know all of you guys will identify with how little you get paid, and I was in Los Angeles, I was cocktail waitressing up at Victoria Station, which isn't there anymore, at Universal Studios at night and on weekends. And nobody knew. And then a radio station that I was doing traffic for came in as a group. This was before, this was in the Stone Ages, before the internet. They didn't know what I looked like. So they didn't know it was me, but I knew it was me. And I was completely humiliated, and I quit the very next day. I was like, I can't do this. I just have to figure out something else.
When you asked for their order of drinks, did they recognize your voice? Is that, you know what? You sound just like our traffic girl.
Like Judy Starbuck? No.
I hate to be a topper.
Okay.
No, you don't. Right. You love it. You live for that.
Well, did I mention I'm certified to teach K-12? Frank and I are actually from the same hometown, Terre Haute, Indiana, going back a long time ago. I used to, I've never actually said this publicly before.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I know one job you did as a side gig.
Wait, stop it.
Let me approve this.
This may be. There was a period of time that was, I want to say about 6 months. I mean, it was several months. I've never admitted this before. I was young in my profession. Like Lisa said, you're like poverty wages in markets like that. I worked at two radio stations at the same time with a different name and a different voice.
No way.
I absolutely did.
Wow.
I worked the overnight show at the rock station, PFR. Which paid crap because it was midnight to 6. And I'd get off, do my production, my commercial work from 6 to 8. And then I would hop over across the street at the competitor station. The AM station isn't there anymore.
THI?
WAAC.
Oh, AAC.
I would do the afternoon show there. I'd sleep and do the afternoon show there. And that's the station would sign off when the sun went down. And the station went by whack, like whack 98. So going, now whack off. It's signing off. But anyway, I used a different name over there and a different voice. I don't remember what the name was now, but I was like, hey, everybody, good morning. I would have a different radio voice,
oh my God,
different name, and the two never knew.
I would have gone by Peter Jerkins or something.
On Wacko.
And I'd sign up, I'd whack off at 6 o'clock every evening with Peter Jerkins. Oh, come on. Why did you didn't think of that?
I was young. I wasn't creative back then. Not like now. Finally, the rock station ended up
promoting Dick Handy. I mean, there's so many options you could have gone with.
So the reason I had to let Wack go was the night show finally said, you know what? We'd like you to work afternoons.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, crap. I can't do both at the same time. So I had to leave the other station.
Oh,
you said
God.
A different voice as well. What voice? Do you remember the voice you used?
It was very, very broadcast fakey. Like the rock station's just talking like we are now normal. But the other one, and again, it was an AM station, was the second station.
It's more serious.
Yeah, and AM sounds different anyway. So it was more like, good afternoon. It's a wonderful afternoon. Sunshine today with a high of 78 degrees in the valley. Yeah, and now here's Barbra Streisand.
Peeboo.
On WAC 98.
Peeboo.
You guys played Barbra Streisand?
It was.
It wasn't news talk.
It was, no, wow. It was easy listening adult contemporary with a little bit of me in the middle.
Oh my God, Frosty.
No one's ever known that.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. The teacher's side gig was selling adult toys online. Unfortunately, she posted the link from her social media page, and then the school board found out, a parent found out, and now she's on administrative leave while they investigate this whole thing. But that was a secret side gig for a while. Can't blame teachers for getting a second job because they don't get paid enough.
So money.
If you have a side gig that you're keeping a secret from people, I'd love to hear what it is. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. We'll get to Mike and Jason on the phone, but first we're going to get traffic from Lisa May.